and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along, Breakfast Rolled. We've had a very funny week, haven't we?
It has been. It has been a great week. Yeah.
We've been abused from height and heaven.
Oh yeah. Me in particular.
Well, you know what? The challenges are set to us for our New Year, New Fear. You're going to hear all about them. But we kicked off this morning's show with an intervention for you.
I've been holding back on talking about this, and we had planned on something else to talk about right now, and that was we were going to be talking about pooping and farting, but let's put that aside because we did that yesterday anyway. Una, you sent us a voice note this morning, so like we're in here quite early, you know, the show starts at 6 a.m. and this voice note came in from you in a panic.
Hey, I'm running late. I didn't realise that it was going to be frosty and icy again this morning.
Okay.
I didn't realise. I didn't know. I thought that your man from, the weather boffins had said that the Arctic blast was gone on, like, Tuesday. So I was not prepared. I wasn't prepared. And I washed my hair this morning as well, which also took up extra time. So I was on the cusp. On the cusp of being on time for work. And then the frost, Jack Frost, had to come out and you know, put the kibosh and everything.
Do us a favour, will you just check what date it is today?
Is it the 9th? Yeah, the 9th.
Of?
January.
Oh, the middle of winter.
Hey, I'm running late.
Go on, middle of winter.
I didn't realise that it was going to be frosty and icy again this morning.
Middle of winter, didn't realise it was going to be frosty and icy when we're in here at 6 a.m. in the morning. So it's like, what about, I don't know, 5 a.m. and you didn't think there'd be frost? Una, and
well,
also,
sorry, I'm not a meteorologist.
You give us the weather every morning. I listen to your weather and I'm like, all right, it's going to be pretty frosty, so I better put my frost shield on my car.
Back up there, sunshine.
No, don't go.
Back up there.
You sunshine. Wish you had sunshine, but yeah. No. This is an intervention to you because you were constantly being told you have a reminder in your phone to buy a frost shield for the last 4 years.
But it's just out of stubbornness now that I'm not buying a frost shield. Okay. And anyway, people that I speak to say, you know, that
don't mind anybody else. Take it for somebody who uses one regularly because I just don't want to delay and, you know, jeopardise the show every morning.
Oh, was that a dig at me?
So I get up in the morning and I take my frost shield off and then I go into work with ice on my car.
Well, that's very good for you.
Yeah, there
Mr.
you go.
Responsible. Responsible.
So you today have to go after the show and buy a frost shield. This can't continue.
I can't.
It's ridiculous. It's not funny anymore.
I have too much to do.
You know the way I've put into your work diary to buy a frost shield comes onto your phone every day at 8 a.m.
So annoying.
If you don't have one by Monday morning, all right? If you don't have one by Monday morning,
threaten me.
I will calendar bomb your work calendar and will come up every minute.
Every minute.
Every minute. And it'll be like, and your calendar will look all full and all stuff.
But sure, the worst of it is over. There's going to be a cock step now in the evenings.
I beg your pardon?
There's going to be a cock step in the evenings, which means the weather will be getting.
There's going to be a
cock step.
Yeah.
No, it's as in.
What?
As in. The evenings are going to be a little bit longer. Not longer, brighter. Brighter.
Oh, okay. So that means there'll be no frost in the morning.
Well, we're coming into spring when you think about it.
Do you remember that time St. Patrick's Day was cancelled in March because of all the snow?
No, I don't remember that.
Quick to forget. Buy a frost shield. Buy a frost shield. So, yeah, if you missed it, literally just moments ago, we had a bit of an intervention with Una because she sent this message in this morning and we're just like, I can't believe this.
Hey, I'm running late.
Oh God, I hope everything's all right.
I didn't realise that it was going to be frosty and icy again this morning.
Oh, did you not?
No, I didn't, because I was told by some meteorologist that the Arctic blast was finished this week.
I wasn't prepared. You don't need an Arctic blast to get frost or any ground frost or anything like that. And it wasn't even a crazy amount of frost.
I wasn't worried about the ground frost. I was worried about the car frost.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, lads. I feel in the interest of national security, there's an intervention needed. Mm-hmm. I think we need to collectively buy Una a number of frost shields. Because I'm sure, to be fair, we all throw in a couple of cents each now. We'll do it. There's enough of us listening to the woman that hasn't got a frost shield for how long? Years, Una. Christ on a bike.
See, people are getting passionate.
Just saying that
Una can't really buy a frost shield today because she's a busy mum with twins.
I am.
There you
go. I am.
Yeah, busy mum with twins.
Hold on there now, Cooper. Hold
what?
On.
What?
No mention of ice up here around the west.
Yeah, but Una's not in the west.
None at all. First change, Cork and Kerry and Waterford were getting it. This was gone. We were coming back into spring, basically.
Hang on.
So no.
No, okay, I know spring is like slowly but surely crawling its way back to us, but it's still frosty outside. And we still get frost and snow in spring.
What are we paying these boys big money in there?
Not paying the big money, they're just meteorologists doing a thing.
These places look at the weather. They can't even tell us we're getting ice on the path.
Sure,
You're right.
Alan from Carlow Weather does it for the love of his own good, and he tells us all the time it's going to be frosty.
I think for every day she doesn't get the frost shield that she should be made to a forfeit.
Oh yeah, what kind of forfeit would you say?
Something like claim Kirkpatrick or something like that, you know? But she sneaked out of the last time.
Yeah, don't worry, she come up
How
with some lame
How could I claim Kirkpatrick in this frosty, icy weather?
Oh, I know, get your skis. Breakfast rolls. I wonder if people are going to be listening to this podcast like they do on the regular, which we appreciate it, thank you. And wondering why Una's not eating right now.
Well, I know, I forgot to bring in my apple.
You did?
Yeah. Will I go out and get it?
No, it's fine. Also, this morning you arrived into the studio with your eggs as you normally do, but there was an addition to the eggs.
Yeah, I brought in spinach and tomatoes, trying to be healthy. I'm trying to do an inflammatory diet because I feel my whole body is inflamed.
So just shove more food into it.
But I didn't like the spinach and the tomatoes, so I dumped them. Yeah, but I ate the eggs though, and eggs are a superfood full of nutrients.
Yeah.
And they're so tasty.
They are very tasty.
Protein.
And they stink. You should eat them at home. I keep saying this. Anyway, here's our survey says from this morning. Right, let's get some Friday morning guesses on our WhatsApp 087-110-207. Love to get some voice notes from you this morning. Here's the question.
A study has found 12% of people have done this when relatives came to stay over winter. What is this?
Is it ring ahead to make sure that nobody's sick and sounding like you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
Donald.
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting right beside him.
I can't afford to get sick.
Moved away slightly.
In fairness, you probably gave it to
I
him.
Didn't.
This is probably true.
Yeah, because you have a habit of doing that.
Oh my God.
Giving people the lurgy.
Yeah.
I'm sick again, guys. Hey guys, I'm sick again. What are you doing in here? Well, you know, gotta work. I'm a busy mum of twins.
I gotta work.
All right. Yeah. So my guess to this as well is that 12% of people have done this when relatives come
to visit over winter, yeah.
Is put out the good toilet paper and soap.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Got
I thought you had your good toilet paper out all the time, your watermelon scented toilet paper.
Good toilet paper.
Okay, come on, what's the good?
It's just a better tog on it, you know what I mean?
And is it scented as well?
Of course it is.
What kind of scent are we talking?
Rose. Yeah.
Can you even get rose scented toilet paper?
We do it ourselves. We have a toilet roll infuser.
You have a toilet roll infuser. That's lies. Lies.
It's not. Oh. We make it ourselves, so it's basically an ice box that you use, you know, for like picnic, you know, a hard box for picnics.
Yeah.
And you put a essential oils in there, then you put the toilet rolls in, and then they just gradually over time smell nice.
This isn't truth or trash, you know. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, it's not the. My mum does put the good soap out for people, but not at the toilet.
The good soap!
Yeah, she gets like a certain good soap out.
Molten brown.
Mary, oh, that's very posh.
Now we're talking. Or you steal a molten brown soap from a hotel and then just refill it with whatever you can get your hands on.
You're a thief. Don't do that. That's thievery.
All right, don't do that.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
Is it have a panic clean?
Oh.
Do you know, because, right...
I was going to say panic poo.
Because you know they're coming over and you've got 2 hours to go and the house is a kip and you work best under pressure and then you just dive in and...
hide everything.
We should always say that we're going over to visit. It would have said so your house would be spotless.
No, it doesn't bother me. You could come in and wouldn't... No, that wouldn't... You know, that's fine. I wouldn't... Okay. Yeah. You are not getting the posh toilet paper, the posh soap in my house.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Okay,
no.
We need some guesses on 087-110-207. The question is...
12% of people have done this when relatives come to visit over winter. What is this?
What do you reckon it is? All right, our survey says this morning, Donald.
12% of people have done this when relatives come to visit over winter. What is this?
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway.
Morning, soup in Galway.
By any chance, is it hide the really good bottles?
Oh, yeah, the good shampoo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you do tend to, well, I do anyway, when I go to my friends' houses.
You root.
I just use all the good stuff. Like, and I wouldn't be frugal with it either. Like, you know, I'd lash on the good shampoo.
Yeah.
And all the nice soaps. And
I remember I was kind of DJing around on tour with another guy, and his name is Rory. Rory hasn't got an ounce of hair in his head. And I got into the shower after he'd been in the shower, and I used my shampoo. And I'm like, what are you doing using my... And it was like an expensive shampoo. It was a treatment shampoo. Wow. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know, it smelled nice, so I used it as a shower gel. And I mean, half a bottle went on that lad. Do you know what I mean? Unbelievable. He was bald.
You're so miserable. Oh my God.
What do you mean miserable?
You actually noticed that he used your shampoo when you came out and gave out to him. It's like when I asked you for a sup of your drink, and you said, no, I'm not giving you a sup of my drink. That's so mean.
Says patient zero for COVID over there.
Good morning, iRadio. Is the answer turn off the heating so that it won't stay long?
That's very good.
Very good, Sam. Good guesses. No, not the answer.
Hi, iRadio. Donna and Cavan.
Hey, Donna and Cavan.
It's hardly whack up the heating and put on the low.
So the opposite.
On the fire or whatever. Make it look like you've always got heat running on your ridge.
No. Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us with the heating on all the time.
No, it's not.
Okay, let's get one more.
The answer to your question, give up their bed for whoever's coming.
Give up your bed.
Oh. Yeah.
That, yeah, a lot of people have to do that.
You ever done that? You ever given up your bed for a friend coming over?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Or I just let them sleep in the bed with me.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
It's weird.
There's nothing weird about that. I sleep with my friends all of the time. All of the time.
Like,
okay. How is that weird?
The family coming around and stuff. So, yeah. Cousin jumping friends, in beside.
Not a cousin. I'm not from...
Frank is coming over, Luna. Trying to get you in the bed with me.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
I meant my friends.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
No, the answer is 12% of people, when friends have came around, they've changed the Wi-Fi password so it was still fast for them and everyone else has to use the roaming. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
And also, what are you doing when people are over that you need fast Wi-Fi?
It depends how many people are coming, I suppose. Everyone's on it.
That's bizarre.
That is weird.
Are you on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Great fun this morning as well with Arlene from Portlaoise for a game of Rhymus. Did Arlene beat the score that had to be bet, which was the score from Seamus on Monday? He got a score of 8. It's a difficult enough score to beat. Let's find out. Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it. Let's go live to Port Arlington now. Arlene, good morning.
Hi, Arlene.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks very much. I want to talk to you about something. And you decided to buy an item because you had a notion that you wanted to start doing something. What is that?
Tattoos.
So you bought a tattoo gun. Just like, where do you get one? Can you just buy one?
I just got one online. Yeah, it's just a beginner's one for practicing.
And who are you going to practice on?
Hopefully my brother. I'm still trying to convince him.
Okay.
You know, I might let you practice on me.
Get in the sea.
Una, I will hold you to that. I will be down to Athlone so quick with that gun.
Yeah, are you good?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
Are you
could be dicey.
Okay, so are you any good at like drawing and colouring in between the lines and stuff like that?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay. Okay, we'll let Una be
there. You're not filling me with confidence here, Arlene.
Have you been practicing on, like, can you get, like, a practice arm or maybe an orange skin or something like that?
No, you can get practice skin, so I have been practicing with them. They're not too bad.
Okay, cool. And
it's different when it's on a person, so.
Yeah, because they're flinching and breathing and judging.
Yeah.
Like, I actually don't think I could see you go through a tattoo. In it.
What do you mean?
That could be one of your things for the fear for January.
Don't be giving him any ideas now, please, Arlene.
No, you're the one who says you'd love to get her, Arlene, to tattoo.
Well, I was just thinking it would be free.
Man in Monday. Yeah.
And I just want a small one. You see, I don't know what I want yet. Something to represent my twins.
I think
if you
and my dog.
If you fail all your driving tests and parking tests, we get the listeners to choose what tattoo you get, and Arlene gets to do it.
I mean, yes. Come on.
Actually, do you know what? A little L plate on you. That'd be brilliant. Yeah. Oh,
and
my.
I think I could manage that.
I think so,
a
too.
A little L plate?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm not a learner driver.
I think.
Okay, well, then you get 10 past 10 tattooed on your forehead.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Not a forfeit for having a bowel movement.
Oh, you said bowel movement. You're disgusting.
Oh my God. Stop trying to flip this around badly on me. Okay, right. Listen, so we get an L-plate tattoo, so get practicing, because I don't think Una's going to pass this. But you need to see how many points you can get. The score to beat is 8. Seamus got that on Monday, an absolutely fantastic score that he got. How confident are you playing Rhyme it this morning?
Oh, not great, because it's live. I probably won't get one right.
Good on you, Arlene.
I can do grand every morning listening, but...
That's the thing. You can do fine, but when you're actually on stage and there's a spotlight on you...
You'll fly it.
You'll be grand. Okay, the word that you have to rhyme with this morning is...
Toe. T-O-E. Cooper was talking about his toe yesterday, remember? Because he's got gout on it.
Yes.
So toe. T-O-E.
Toe. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, stop trying to distract Arlene. It'd be really unfair now. If Arlene doesn't get more than 8, it's going to be your fault, isn't it?
Okay. He's cranky because of the pain in his toe this morning, you see. Okay.
It's not a toe of a pain. In... Oh, she's gone.
No, fine.
She's gone. Oh,
professional. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a professional.
Are you mad? People hear you daily. They know.
Toe, Arlene. T-O-E. Right.
Okay.
All right, Arlene, your 30 seconds start now.
A large black bird commonly found in Ireland.
Crow.
This looks lovely when it falls, but also causes a lot of issues. Tortoises can only travel at this speed. My car broke down, so I rang my friend to give me a what. When I make bread, I love bashing the hell out of this.
Joe.
A gym-obsessed lad is referred to as a gym what?
Crow.
My house plants get water and light, but refuse to what?
Crow.
You'd usually fire an arrow from a what?
Crow.
A steady radiance of light gives
time
off a
up.
What?
Crow.
Time is up. We have a draw.
What?
Yes.
Go on, Arlene.
Come on, Arlene.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Drew and Seamus. Okay, so let's spin the wheel. All right. I got the wheel over here. I'm off for crying out loud.
Yeah. Come on, Doodle.
Show me to spin it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
Oh, who stole all the pegs off the wheel? Seamus, Arlene, Seamus, Arlene, Seamus, Arlene, and... Oh. It has stopped. I can now tell you who today's winner is. Come on, Arlene!
Well done, Arlene!
Yay!
Brilliant, yay! That's the reaction we're looking for.
Now, what's in my drawers this week?
Well,
hardly a check for 20 grand there, Una, is there?
Oh, yeah, because I'd be here if there was 20 grand in my drawer.
Donald had a rummage. He found one of the very rare, hard-to-get iRadio water bottles.
Diana. Yeah.
Very nice. An iRadio key ring, which is also a trolley token, which is the most handiest thing that you'll ever have
life-saver.
In your life.
An iRadio pen as well.
Oh, there's a pen.
Yeah.
And a pen as well.
An iRadio pen.
I had a meeting this morning.
You got a pack of 20 tea lights.
Oh, they're very important.
And they have a 3-hour burn time on them, apparently.
They're very
three
handy.
Hours and I've got 20 of them.
Yes, wow.
Yeah. I mean, if the electricity goes at any stage, Arlene, you have my tea lights.
I'm sorted.
Yeah.
And not only that, unfortunately, they're not scented, though. They're just candles.
Okay. Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Sorry.
But there is something in there. Listen to this, listen. Yeah, Una doesn't know that we have this. It's a Biscoff and Go. So the little Biscoff breadsticks with the Biscoff dip.
It's I never agreed like to giving that away.
It's the contents of your drawers.
In it.
And there's a rubber band as well. I don't know why that's there, but it can double.
I needed one. Thank you, guys.
It can double up as an instrument. Here we go.
Ooh. Stop. You're going to hurt your hand. You're going to hurt your hand.
How am I going to hurt my hand?
You're going to flick it at my head. You're going to do something really childish.
Now
like
you've
that.
Given me an idea.
Put it away. Stop it.
Ow. Listen, Arlene,
thank you
so much for being a good sport. And get practicing the L plate, okay?
I'm not getting an L plate.
I'll see you soon, Una.
Bye. Miss the show?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Finally on the show today, we got to Una's challenge for new fear, new year.
New fear, new year. Listen, I'm not, it's not a fear.
I'm trying to think what the fear, I think the fear is everybody else at the road when they see you doing your manoeuvres.
Oh, I walked into that one, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how Una got on.
Cooper and Una, I have been looking forward to this day all week because it is a new fear, new year with Cooper and Una. Yesterday, you would have heard me go into a pharmacy. I had Una in my ear. I was the only one who could hear Una, and I had to say absolutely everything she said to me in my ear. And now you have been giving out to me, saying that I have to be, I have to not laugh on the next one because I giggled my way through it.
Yeah.
So I have to not
be more professional. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll be more professional. Yeah, Speaking of being professional, you should be able to park and drive and. So that is your challenge because your reputation succeeds itself, and that is your parking is great. So, but you get all defensive about it, saying that you're busy and you don't have time to be parking, right?
Exactly. No, I do. I park. It's grand, like. You know what I mean? It's fine.
It's not. And it's not me that draws attention to it. We do get messages all the time. I get messages, DMs, you know, on my own personal time and my own personal socials. You know, people sending me pictures of your car that they see you out and about in the wild. Look, Una's at it. I even get people sending me just pictures of randomly parked cars and saying, did Una get a new car?
Oh, har, har, har. Funny.
So we did bring you out. Who was looking after us?
So Colin McGibney from CMG School of Motoring, yeah. He came out.
Yes, yeah. He did. And we popped you into the iRadio car and yep. We went and you had to do a load of manoeuvres. This week's manoeuvre is a three-point turn, all right? So why are you shaking your head at me? It is a three-point turn. And we're going to find out how that went in the next few moments. But just to give you a little bit of a taster. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I write with my right hand, so therefore this is my left hand. Do you not do that? Like?
Okay, so what that was is basically like Colin was just like, turn left here. And you went left, right. And you literally took your hands up and you literally just brought your right hand up and then your left hand up like you were doing 6-7.
Yeah, but I have to, people do that because it's okay.
People don't
I get
do that.
The right. Right, I write my right hand, so therefore that's left. That's normal.
No, it's not.
It's so normal.
It's not. It's like if you need to go left, you go left. You need to go right, you go right. You don't need to check which hand is which. Anyway, that wasn't the biggest of the issues. There's so many issues we're going to get through. You can probably hear the smile in my voice right now because I'm beside myself in excitement, so people get to actually hear the real Una.
Do you mean the real? The real Una.
Yeah.
I'm real every morning.
And you can see the real Una as well when the video goes up on our socials at This Is iRadio. Just the way they could see the uncomfortableness of me getting all the instructions from you when I had to go into a pharmacy yesterday for my challenge.
Oh, that was the funniest thing.
Yeah, so this is going to happen throughout the month of January, and yours is today, Una. And do you know what? You're getting away lightly, or are you? Because the embarrassment of it all.
Okay.
So your first challenge is a three-point turn in a car. A maneuver that you should be able to do when you have to actually do a three-point turn. You drive to a cul-de-sac, you do a three-point turn.
Listen, this is ridiculous. I've been driving for nearly 5 years. I know what I'm doing.
Okay. We did get a message from somebody saying we should all have guesses of how many times it took Una to make the turn. So if you'd like to have a guess.
But the three-point turn?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not called a three-point turn anymore.
Let's just go with this, all right? Instead of you getting all defensive about it, lady.
Not defensive.
Really? 087-110-207. So this is basically when we took off in the car with our lovely driving instructor.
Colin McGibney, yes.
And we were all in the car with you. And the cameras were on, the microphones were on, and the chaos ensued.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Now I'm all nervous.
Let's get it started! Oh, by the way, I have a notebook here and it's really thick to take all the notes.
You pipe down now, I have to concentrate. So, Colin, just so you know, this is my first time driving this vehicle, okay?
It's not, she's lying.
I know. Is that the on button there now? Oh, turn that off. What is going on? Turn it down. Get down. It's not working. This is not working. Oh, here we go.
To your left there, look.
Right, left.
Middle. No, on the...
Here. Oh,
look where the coffee cup is.
Coffee cup.
Look, and look where the volume knob is. There you go.
Oh, I didn't know that was... You're a knob. What
what's with the screen at the back?
What do you mean?
It's all covered. I can't see anything out of it.
It's a big giant radio sticker.
Now, drive mode, right?
Oh, my God.
So if I press reverse, yeah?
This is terrifying. Yeah, why are you reversing?
Because I can't see that side.
If you turn your air on.
Oh, yeah. Use the mirror. Using the mirror. And where's the air? I don't know where the air is. Oh, look, I've got a... This is cool.
You're only realising there's a camera
there's
there.
There's a camera now.
What have you been looking at?
No, okay, there's a mirror. I couldn't pee my pants.
We need to use the drive mode.
Oh, yeah. How are you feeling, Colin? Are you glad you agreed
to this? Somebody was beeping at
you. Not too safe.
Oh, so I need to go in this lane. Oh, Lord above. Yeah. Nothing coming. No. You can go.
I'm surprised you can actually see out of the car.
Why?
The windows are fogged up.
Oh, they are fogged up. You'd swear someone was having a bit of passion in here or something. Do you know what I mean? Testing the suspension, Colin. What?
Exactly. Next roundabout, we'll go on first exit, left.
First exit, left.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I write with my right hand, so therefore this is my left hand. Do you not do that, like?
No,
is that not just normal human behavior in a vehicle, no?
No.
Jesus.
Definitely not.
Is it not?
No.
I think I took that roundabout perfectly now. Colin, what do you think?
That's debatable.
It's debatable. Hey!
We're going left here again.
Right, left. Here we go.
Okay, so you are literally look like you're juggling by putting your left hand up and then your right hand up.
No, I always go. I put my right hand up first because I go right. I write with this hand, therefore this must be my right hand, therefore the other one must be left, and if he's telling me to go left, then I'm going this way. That's how I work it out. You know
that
what I mean?
Terrifying.
It's a good system.
It's really
it's
not.
A good system.
You should just know what's left and right.
No, people use...
No, they don't.
No, some people even put L on this hand and R on that hand just to remind them.
Remember, if you fail all of these, you will have an L tattooed on you somewhere, so you maybe you just put on your left hand. Watch out for the cat.
I see the cat. Do you think I'm a cat killer? Is he going to run over the cat? Come on, pussy, hurry. Mulan! No, cats are injured in the testing of this woman.
We're just going to pull up on the left here.
Pull up right, left. Oh, there's another one. What is this? Pussy town. Jesus. This is the left. Pulling up. Oh, sorry, cat.
Jesus. That cat is judging you.
Pussy town.
Oh, that's reverse. Park. Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
That was just to get from one spot of where we parked up.
But to be fair.
What? There's nothing to be fair
about.
No,
in my defence, right? Yeah. I hadn't driven that car before. I
you
did it once,
no, I'm
maybe
sorry,
2 years
driven
ago.
This, no. The car isn't 2 years old.
No, okay.
The 2025 range.
Okay.
And you've driven it a couple of times.
No, I drove it once.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Every car is pretty much the same.
Not true. There was loads of bits and bobs that I'd never seen before. I just have an ordinary car. An ordinary 2016 car that doesn't have any of those fancy bits. How was I supposed to know what the fancy bits did?
I suppose the first thing you should do is maybe check your surroundings. Like, check your mirrors. You didn't adjust your mirrors. You didn't find out where the air was. You didn't do anything. Didn't do nothing. Didn't even know how to turn the radio down.
Do you know what your problem is?
What?
You're so judgy.
Okay, so we get to the point of where you get to do a 3-point turn. How many times did it take Una to do a very, very simple 3-point turn? It wasn't a tight space. It was a 2-lane road, and it was a cul-de-sac. So 087-1102-107. New year, new fear. So I did mine yesterday. The video's up if you want to check it out. This is iRadio, and Una's will be up later on this morning. And we basically have you getting driving and parking lessons, and then you have to do a test at the end of it to see how you actually get on. Today is a 3-point turn. We've been asking everybody of how many times does it take you to turn around. What are you calling it?
I am calling it. It's not called a 3-point turn anymore.
Okay.
It's called a turnabout.
Okay.
Turnabout. Yeah,
all right.
So.
Lots of messages coming in on 087-1102-107.
Una, can you not remember? It's the ABCs, your accelerator, your brake, and your clutch, except for it's backwards.
So that's in regards to your left and your right and stuff like that.
I'm not allowed to drive with the clutch. God's sake, I am only allowed. I don't drive stick.
Like day one of Una's first lesson when she started to drive, it's like, no, let's get you in a go-kart. All right.
Una, don't be embarrassed about it. Admit it and own it. You wouldn't drive crows out of the field. Now, unless the crows knew about your driving and you came in a vehicle, then they might take off. Good luck.
Come on, Colin.
Was it the 3-point turn went into turning the road? It was that many.
Oh, good morning, guys.
How are you?
How in God's name is Una allowed to drive, and how did she pass her test? That is just amazing.
With flying colours.
Cooper, fair play to you. Mm-hmm. Put your hand there, your own life in your own hands there. Well done.
Yep, I had all the safety equipment on in the back seat.
I'd just like to point out that it's all men who were commenting here and slagging me and my parking driving skills. Well, my emotional awareness is far better than my spatial awareness, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's not much help on the road, isn't it? All right, let's see now. Here it is, New Year, New Fear. This is Una's challenge number one, the three-point turn, or the turnabout, whatever we want to call it.
You know what we're going to do now?
Yeah.
Can I go into the support vehicle?
You'll be quiet.
Yeah, we're going to turn right around.
Turn where?
To go back. Three-point turn.
Three-point turn.
Hold on a second.
It's a turnabout to call it.
It's a turnabout, yeah. So it doesn't have to be done in three. I can take it in 10 if I want.
I know, but it's better if you do it in three.
Watch out for the pedestrian, Una.
Where's the pedestrian? Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Where's the... Oh, yeah, there they are.
Oh, no.
While you're waiting for them to go, you could fix your climate control and just, like, get the air on.
Climate. Right, climate. Yeah. Now what? Who makes these? Like, I'm not... You'd want to be an engineer to be understanding how to work these things.
Car?
No.
Forwards and a backwards?
No. Okay, so something is after happening now. With
somebody else did it for you.
Good man, Colin.
So we're checking from a blind spot. Where's the blind spot?
His head.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you were covering my blind spot with your big head. Could you duck down for a second?
Help!
And look, I have a camera, cool. So it doesn't matter about your man's head. Here we go.
You should keep breaking. What are you doing?
Shut up!
Why are you reversing now?
No.
I'm doing nowhere near the other side.
I'm doing a 10-pointer.
10-pointer? 20-pointer. This is
two. Oh my god, this is like Austin Powers stuck in the alleyway. Three. Oh my god.
We just keep going. Look, keep four.
Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Well,
I just don't want to hit off anything, Colin. I'm being a responsible adult driver.
Keep going.
I'm going to hit off the bush.
No.
Look how much room you have. Five. There's a car stopped with its hazards lights on. Because you can see that you're having difficulty with this. Now we're into six for a turn that could have been done.
Whoa!
I hope there's a flask with them.
Seven.
Mind yourself now.
Woohoo! Don't be hitting the curb.
No, because that's an automatic fail. I did that the first time I did my...
Eight. Which room you have? You can literally fit your car in there. Nine.
Oh, I'm going to get out this.
Oh, you're rolling backwards.
Yes.
In fairness, you did say
I'd do it in 10. I did it in 10.
Which you could have been done in 2. But
yeah,
you're
there we go.
Checked over our shoulders or not.
What?
When we're reversing.
The camera.
Can't be relying on that. No.
That's me nerves.
Your nerves.
Me nerves.
There you go. Well done, Una. You managed it in the amount of turns that you said you'd do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not a 3-point turn, and it's a turnabout. And you can do it if I wanted to do it in 27 turns. That would have been fine. It would have been fine.
But there
I
was
still would have
literally enough room to do it in two.
No, there wasn't. There definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
No, as I said to you, my emotional awareness is a lot better than my spatial awareness.
The first challenge of Una actually going out, getting a driving lesson and a parking lesson, and trying to actually do a 3-point turn. And there was witnesses when we were actually out doing it this the other day.
Jeez, I'll tell you one thing, lad. I was driving through Edwardstown yesterday. And this redhead one driving a car. My God. I wouldn't like to be sitting beside a parking anyway. Holy Jesus.
Holy Jesus. Come on. Yeah, I was in the car with Una.
I didn't deserve a holy Jesus.
I know you did.
No.
No, do you know what? I'm not going to say anymore.
No.
All right?
No.
Let everybody judge you when they see the actual first video.
I'm wondering, Cooper, did you get danger money for yesterday? Or be any chance... Has your wife spoke to Una and has she planted the seed of putting you in the car with her?
Oh.
And this is actually going to be like a whole Netflix documentary in years to come. And we'll all be like, we listened to that. We knew what was going on. We could have stepped in and helped.
Do you know what? I think it is.
Oh, please. Stop with the hyperboling.
This is the story of Cooper, a man who trusted Una and got in her car. Was it bad driving? An elaborate insurance scam? Or was his wife behind it all? One passenger, too many close calls. Una, a documentary. All right.
Don't ever ask me for a lift again. That's all I'm saying.
I've never asked you for a lift. And the videos really do add to this story. I'm absolutely loving it. And we've new parking challenge for you next week, Una. And
bring it on.
And then you've a new prank challenge for me next week, where I've got to go somewhere and I've no idea where I'm going.
Oh boy, do I.
And I'm going to have an earpiece in my ear again, and I just have to repeat what you say in my ear.
You thought the pharmacy was bad. Oh, wait till next week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Philip is going to wrap things up for us.
She was just a fur coat wearing pence dealing Kerry woman. He was just an innocent, consistent pooper with vertigo, starring in The Turnaround. Where are we going? We don't know. And how we're getting there, we don't know. But it'll take 25 to 100 spins.
There you go. Coming soon to Netflix near you soon.
I did that turnabout in 10, to be fair. You're exaggerating with the 25. I did it in 10.
We actually got a video in this morning from somebody who witnessed it, and they filmed the bin lorry doing it in 2 this morning.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Would you like a game of truth or trash?
Please.
Excellent. Well, we love to play it after 9 a.m. every single morning. Have a listen.
Truth or trash?
Okay, truth or trash, we have facts and all you got to do is give us your facts and we've to say if they're truth or trash. So, Donal, off you go.
My facts. Knocker-uppers was a profession in parts of Ireland in the past.
A knocker-upper was a profession where somebody went round and knocked on windows with a stick for people who couldn't get up in the mornings before alarm clocks. So that is a fact.
Oh, yeah, that is a fact. I didn't know if you'd know about it.
Of course we know about it.
Of course we know about the knocker-uppers.
Did you use a knocker-upper?
Who needs to be a knocker-upper?
I was never a knocker-upper.
But it wasn't like... What?
All right.
I'm not up. I suppose I am up early enough to be a knocker-upper. Yeah, really,
absolutely are. Yeah. But you're delayed at home trying to defrost your windshield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ended in the 1970s in the UK and Ireland. It was people hired, like you say, to knock on someone's window with a stick to get them up. Come on, goddamn
people.
Get out
of the bed. Get up.
You know, it's like that, you know, that's jobs. That's AI. You know, alarm clocks taking over people's jobs.
Mum did that for free to me, so yeah.
The great wake-up, which is the light turn on, the curtains open, windows open. Get up, get up, get up, get up,
get
up,
get up,
get up.
All right, cool.
Oh my God. So Una, you are regularly calling me a nerd.
That's not true, do I?
Yeah.
I thought it was a pervert. Sorry. Go on.
That too.
Yeah.
But this is a fact about the word nerd. The word nerd was invented by Dr. Seuss.
Everybody's heard about the word. The word is nerd, and the nerd is the word. Dr. Seuss, I'm going to say that's true.
Oh, was it before? True. Yeah,
could be.
Yeah.
You don't think the word nerd existed before Dr. Seuss?
Or maybe he gave it a definition. I'm going to know soon. Earlier, no. Trash.
Okay, lock it in, both of you. Both of you. There you go. No, it is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I love Dr. Seuss.
And it was a nerdy fact for a nerdy guy.
Yeah.
I am Sam.
You are what you are. Green eggs and ham.
Yeah. I do not like them in a house. I do like them with a mouse.
All right, there you go.
Okay. My turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you something now, and I want you to listen, really, really listen. Pay attention.
Okay.
Go.
Wow.
Does this end?
That there, you could, right.
Oh, God.
I know, it's kind of painful to listen to, isn't it? Now, don't ask me how I managed to get this. I can't reveal my sources.
Oh,
but this is real life coverage of what happens in the iRadio men's toilets every morning at 10 past 10. Right? And in case you didn't know, this is the time when Cooper here goes to do his business. Go on, play a little bit from the start again.
Oh, the start.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with you.
And play a little from the middle. Go on.
There you go. That's it.
No, the end where you really get into it. So this is what comes out of every morning.
Wow.
The iRadio men's toilets at 10 past 10.
I'm sure I've walked past that door and there's been similar... You might have had a softer day, but it's been similar since.
So were you saying truth or chat, though?
I think it's going to be true. Yeah,
yeah, because yeah. You've witnessed it.
Well, not in the there at the same time, but I've walked past the door and thought, is someone being attacked? Or, yeah. Oh, no, it's 10 past 10.
It's, yeah, exactly. and then it's like,
been in there holding my hand.
There is something...
Push.
There is something wrong with you. I'm offended. You can't tell me to push. There is something really wrong with you. I'm going to double down.
There's something wrong with you. Have you not heard that audio? There's something wrong with.
That is trash.
It's 100% true.
It is not 100% true. No, there is something wrong with you.
It's actually... But no, in fairness, it is similar to what I've heard you say. It's actually a seal farting.
What?
And it's a seal talking to another seal. Mad, isn't it?
That's a seal talking to another seal.
No, that's a seal fart. Yeah.
Ollie, Mr. Starty. Where are you going? Don't chips.
There you go.
That's ridiculous. Jeez, I'm glad I got picks in. Skins, you know that?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Oh, that was my favourite. I think that was my favourite of all time.
Was it your favourite?
Brilliant. Okay, that's truth or trash.
Everyone's going to have glasses up to the door now in the toilet 10 past 10 when you're in there.
No, they're not.
They will, yeah.
They're really not. Anyway, here's Ed Sheeran. This is Sapphire on iRadio. You absolute learner. Learner. Not looter. Learner.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There is Breakfast Rolled, and there's still more New Year, New Fear to come next week and the week after and the week after. It's fun. I'm dreading next week. I don't know what you've got up.
Oh, you should be shaking in your boots if you thought scratching your backside in a pharmacy was bad. Wait till you see what I have you doing next week. Oh!
If you want to see the actual videos, they're up on our Instagram, our TikTok, and our Facebook at This Is iRadio. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you Monday morning on the show, 6 till 10 a.m., only on iRadio. Bye.
Bye.